Welcome to 721 Live. I'm Sam Hunter. I am glad that you were with us today. We're going to talk about, again, another look at Satan's number one strategy against you. His number one strategy against you. And I've got in the studio with me my great friend and brother, Irv Philpott. Irv, thanks for coming back for another show with us.
So glad to be here, Sam.
We're going to talk about this, but we'll get that discussion in just a minute. Let me remind you, 721 Live is a radio arm of 721 Ministries. Our website is www.721ministries.org. That's the numbers, 721ministries.org. You can go on that site, find out a lot about us. You'll see this show archived. You'll see Putting Greens that talk about these topics that we're going to be talking about on the radio show. We're also on Facebook, 721 Ministries on Facebook. We are in the second of three shows. Last week, we started this series, Irv, and we're talking about something that you and I, we see now with such clarity that this is our number one enemy.
That's right. Satan's number one tool against us to destroy, distract, and discourage. His number one tool's got to be busyness.
Busyness. And it's when you see it the way we are now seeing it, it becomes something that is so vile. I even use the word insidious because of what he's doing to us with this business. It's so effective at keeping you. Now, you just think about this while you're listening today. Now, just think. It is so effective at either keeping you out of the kingdom of God altogether. That's the destroy part.
That's right.
Or if you have your relationship with Christ, you've surrendered your life, he will, through distraction and discouragement, through busyness, he will keep you from experiencing the A-plus life, the life that is truly life, the life that he wants for you.
That God wants for you. That's right.
Show number one, we talked about the problem, and we identified the villain. The villain is Satan, and it is his strategy. The villains, the weapons that he uses, are activities and TV. We're going to touch on that again. Show number two today, this is the second show, we're going to look at the effects, the casualties, the victims.
That's right.
And then next week, we'll talk about the victory, the solution to all of this. What is always the victim to this business? What it ultimately ends up being?
There's no question, Sam, that it's relationships. And I tell you, I just got a high beam from the Holy Spirit here that I got to share. When I go back, and you've heard my story many times, but when I went to Lake Junaluska in March of 2003, I was so busy, I didn't know what I didn't know. And remember, the question that was asked to me is, what's the most important thing? And I said, my relationship with God, my relationship with my wife, my relationship with my children.
Perfect answer.
Perfect answer. But the next question he said, Clark Bynum said, was, but would where you spent your time the last week reflect those priorities? And that was the question that let me know I was bankrupt. Because, see, I was too what?
You're too busy.
I was too busy to know.
And you were too blind to see how busy you were.
Completely. Completely. And what was suffering in my business was relationships. First with God through his son, Jesus Christ. Then with that precious wife of mine. And then with those precious children. Relationships. That's what suffers.
We laugh about it, but I believe it's true. At Satan's strategy meetings, after he's gone through individual demons and what they're supposed to do with their individual potential victims, their clients, if you want to put it the way C.S. Lewis did in the Screwtape Letters, after he finishes all that, he says, now just remember one thing, one overarching thing. If you can't make them bad,
make them busy. Absolutely.
A Christian, a follower of Christ, should be like Christ and would want to seek to be like Christ, who had a calm, relaxed pace about him. Do we have that?
No, we don't, sadly. And I think it's important right here to understand, why is it that Satan attacks us in this area? What is his idea? You see, Satan hates the greatest commandment. As Jesus told us, the greatest commandment, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength, and then to love others, love your neighbor, love others as yourself. See, he understands that if he can get us so busy, that's what will thwart our being effective in the kingdom by following the greatest command. He hates you, believer. He hates you. And that's why busyness is his number one scheme, number one strategy.
He hates your Heavenly Father even more than he hates you. And so if he can keep you away from the A-plus life, the life that is truly life, he will make every effort to do that. Do you have that calm, relaxed pace
Yeah, and we want to say, and I know we've said this in the first show, we've said again, please understand, we know that there is a pace to life. And God wants that. He wants us to be productive. He has productive work for us to do that He planned long, long ago. And He wants us to be about that. But there's clearly a difference. We want you to hear us. A difference between a calm, relaxed pace and being constantly hurried, always out of breath.
Hurried is the key word, because you may have a lot of things on your plate right now. We'll talk more in the third show about what you do about all those things on your plate, but they may be there, and there's a difference between being busy and being hurried. All right, so just a quick recap, Irvin. The first show, we wanted to expose the weapons that he uses, and he uses activities. And most of these activities, it could be after-school activities with your children, and the epidemic is they might be missing out on something. Mm-hmm. My children might miss out on something. So we got to do everything that is offered to us that is available. He uses activities with our children after school. He uses activities at church.
Mm-hmm. Electronics.
Community activities, and then electronics.
Yeah.
And TV.
That's right.
And we're going to talk more about TV in the third show. But let us now be sure that we help you to see that busyness is going to destroy and disrupt. It's not going to necessarily be the neon light sins of pornography and drinking and knocking over banks or whatever you want to say, addictions of any sort. It's going to be busyness, and the victims are going to be relationships.
Yes, really important.
What's really important. And there's no way you'll ever have any clarity to see that when you are behind and busy all the time. Okay, let's set it up this way. Two victims that we want to talk about, and they are interrelated, are relationships, which we just mentioned. But first, let's talk about body, mind, and spirit, Irv, because right. That's something that's very dear to us. And by the way, we did a 3-week series on this. You can go to our radio site, and you can find it archived on it. Body, mind, and spirit is something that's very important to us.
Yeah, it is definitely a touchstone for our entire ministry is body, mind, and spirit. And, of course, as you know, Sam, you and I get together once a week, and that's how we walk through our accountability session. We talk about how are you doing physically, how are you doing mentally, how are you doing spiritually, and then how are you doing relationally. Because remember, those first three, the body, the mind, and the spirit, prepare you to be ready for relationship. Until you get those first three right, you're not ready to step into and go out into the world and be the husband you need to be, the father you need to be, the coach you need to be, whatever it is that you're doing. You're not ready for those relationships until you've got those first three right, the body, the mind, and the spirit.
You're not just not ready. You don't stand a chance at having any kind of a life, any kind of richness in those areas if you're out of whack body, mind, and spirit.
You're trying to play basketball on skates, on ice. Yeah.
On ice. You cannot do it. Now, there's so many things we'd love to talk about under the body part of it, exercise, eating, and all. But let's get right down on what is the absolute victim to busyness when it comes to your body.
Under the body part that we talk about when we start talking about how you're doing physically, we talk about sleep, we talk about exercise, and we talk about eating. And I want everyone listening to stop for a minute and to think about this. A book that has been a game changer for us in our ministry is a book called Sleep, It Does a Family Good, How Busy Families Can Overcome Sleep Deprivation. It's written by Professor Dr. Archibald D. Hart. And if you get the book, he's got more degrees.
It's a great book.
Oh, it's a fantastic book. But what he explains in here is that children today get less of this than they did 30 years ago, and it results in decreased IQ and increased body weight. What is it? It's sleep.
Lack of
sleep. It's sleep deprivation. It is, according to Dr. Hart, it is the number one mental health issue facing our country today. I just said that. It is the number one mental health issue facing our country today. It's sleep deprivation.
Now, let me just stop and interject. If you're listening to us right now and you're one of those who says, I can do fine on 5 hours, I can do fine on 6 hours, and you think you actually wear that as sort of some type of medal, you know, some type of champion.
Around the water cooler.
Right. Let me tell you how wrong you are.
Yeah.
And I am a recovering sleepaholic because I know now what Irv's getting ready to tell you. I've seen it in my own life.
Yeah. Yeah. Dr. Hart says the number of people rounded to the nearest number that need less than 6 hours of sleep is zero. Zero.
There's no one.
God made us to rest. Think of Jesus in the boat with the disciples. He's sleeping on the cushion. If Jesus needed to rest, so do you, my friend. No question about it. But here's our problem. Here's what we think about sleep now. We treat it as a luxury commodity. It is not. We think that we can ignore our body's need for sleep and that there are no consequences. What I need you to understand is that sleep deprivation annually causes 30,000 deaths in America. Annually, 3 million disabling injuries. If every year when we fall back with the clock or we spring fall with the clock, just tampering with the sleep for 1 hour, accidents go up, suicide attempts go up. There are major consequences to ignoring your body's need for sleep. The other thing we think about sleep that is wrong is we think somehow if we sleep less, we'll be more productive. What I need you to know, if you look in this book, you'll see massive amounts of material that clearly show that if you're 1 hour sleep deprived, just 1 hour, you will function cognitively 30% less.
Say that again?
Your ability to think will be diminished by one-third, basically, by losing 1 hour. Children that they studied on a day being fully rested that performed at the sixth grade level, the next day they brought them back 1 hour sleep deprived, those same children performed at fourth grade level. So just losing 1 hour moved them two grades.
Two grade levels. Now, I want to go back to what you just said before we finish up the first half of the show. We consider sleep to be a luxury. It is not.
Absolutely not.
You will never be able to be your best, and I am starting to see this more and more. It is the number one victim to your busyness is your sleep.
That's right.
And it rolls into everything else. So much more to talk about in the second half of the show about this. We'll get to relationships as a victim. More straight ahead. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the second half of 721 Live. I'm Sam Hunter. I've got Irv Philpott in the studio with me. Glad to have you with me, Irv.
My privilege.
We're talking about something that is so important to us because we have now seen the light. We were blind, and now we can see. And it is busyness. It is that Satan's number one strategy against you is to get you busy so that you either miss God altogether or you miss the life that is truly life that He wants for you. And we're talking specifically today about the victims of your busyness, and my gosh, how many things could we say, but we're specifically going to talk about body, mind, and spirit, and then relationships, which are always the ultimate victim to all of this. So under the body, mind, and spirit, we're talking about sleep, because this is the victim to your busyness, is your sleep. You had a couple more thoughts on it, Irv.
I did, and when you just said that, ultimately, Satan's goal is the relationships. That's what he's after. But he starts it with the body, mind, and spirit because, as we said earlier, until you're right physically, mentally, and spiritually, you're not ready to move into and to properly pursue those relationships.
The problem with you right now is that you are so accustomed, you're so lulled into this C-minus life of busyness that you don't even see exactly what we're talking about. Stay with us. Listen to what we're talking about.
That's right. And what we said as we were closing is, a lie from Satan is that if I sleep less, I'll be more productive. That is a lie from Satan.
Who's got time to sleep if you're going to be as busy as we are?
That's what Satan wants to sell you. I mean, we talk about the kids that do the all-nighters at college before they go to this class. What this book tells you, again, that we talked about from Dr. Hart, is that the best thing you could do is get a good night's sleep because your brain is not going to function. What we need to understand and get clear is this, is that by going to bed, by getting sleep, by being properly rested, you are being productive. While you are asleep, you are being productive. The book explains that your mind is being revised, restored, rejuvenated, and repaired. And those things have to happen before you can move forward with any kind of learning. Sleep, good rest, is the prerequisite to any kind of learning. But I want to close it here, because we're coming back to relationships on this. And if you've been pushing back on this at all, just think with me just for a minute. The last bad fight you had, the big conflict, the argument with your spouse, the cutting off the child, not listening to them. I'm convicting my own self as I'm talking right here. Where did it come from? The question is, were you rested? I need you to understand our busyness, the busyness that Satan is putting upon us or allowing us to be exposed to, is robbing us of the sleep that we need.
And a good buddy of mine was just telling me recently, he snapped at his son, 10-year-old boy, snapped at him, and in retrospect, there was no need to do it. He said, the truth is, I was tired.
Every time.
He didn't do a thing wrong. I was tired.
Yeah. We've heard it all. You know, we've all heard the halt. Don't make decisions when you're hungry, angry, lonely, or tired.
Or tired.
That's right.
The cycle is like this, Irv. The busyness overrules sleep.
Yeah.
So now you're sleep deprived. You're not going to get any exercise because you're too tired.
I'm too tired to work out.
Then the next thing you're going to find yourself doing is eating.
Yeah. And this is the cycle we're going through, body, mind, and spirit here, to show you how it flows. And if you think, if you push back and you really listen here, you're going to hear a flow from yourself. And that is, the next thing is you say, I've got to eat more to get some energy. Mm-hmm. I have no energy. I can't go on. Or then you really fall in the hole and you say, you know, I need to relax. Mm-hmm. I'm so tired. I'm worn out. And you start equating eating with relaxation. And then where do you go with your food?
And then you go watch TV. And the next thing you know, you're out of shape. You're 5 pounds overweight. And now you're distracted and you're discouraged and you're tired. And that is the cycle. And so what do? You turn to caffeine. And we could spend shows on sleep and on caffeine, energy drinks, how many people are hitting the 5-hour pop.
Do you have those figures on the energy drink?
Well, I can tell you this, that the energy drink sales jumped from $4 billion in 2009 to $10 billion in 2010.
Now, wait a minute.
Two and a half times
in 1 year.
And we're not talking about from $40 to $100. We're talking about from $4 billion to $10 billion in the last year.
Sleep deprivation, the number one mental health problem facing our country. And those statistics prove that.
I'm telling you. You just think about it. And it is the victim. Now, the ultimate victim of your being tired, the ultimate victim of your being busy, is your relationships. Your relationships with your Heavenly Father and with those around you.
That's right.
Are so important.
That's exactly right. And if we think about it, we're flowing down the body, mind, and spirit. We get that extra 5-10 pounds, and you feel sloppy. Mm-hmm. You know, and that leads to sloppy thinking, mm-hmm. and we start focusing on things that aren't good for us. As you and I check in with each other every week, we talk about our minds. We remember who and what you listen to influences what you think, say, and do, and you get that sloppiness going on, and that flows into your spiritual. And again, the spiritual flows in the relationships. And the relationships, here's where we are. Mm-hmm. Here's what Satan's after. Mm-hmm. We've made it clear, but here's what he's after. He wants to get in the way of that relationship, that first and most important relationship with your Heavenly Father through his Son, Jesus. And he'll do it with busyness. Because as you and I both know, in the battle, the first thing that'll go is your quiet time.
Mm. Oh, And you, when you don't have that relationship, when it is being thwarted, when it is being disrupted, when the harmony of it is being knocked backwards, there's no way you'll be ready for the relationships with your children. How will you ever hear God's still small voice when you're in a hurry?
That's right. That's right. Running from one thing to another, and we talk about the spiritual pyramid, that relationship with our Heavenly Father. The most important is that quiet time, and that's going to be damaged by this busyness and this hurried activity that you've got going on. The next thing, of course, is you and I know, we meet once a week, and we're pretty good about it. Mm-hmm. But if it gets over busy, you know, around Christmas time, around these times that push us, first thing that goes, what? I can't make it. I can't make it. And how long does it take us to realize that hurts relationship?
About a
few hours.
A few hours. You know,
at least a day.
Yeah.
No more than a day. And then, of course, the time with your small group. And then, of course, if you're doing 10 ball games in a weekend from Friday night to Sunday, I doubt very seriously you're going to make it to church.
Well, of course you're not going to make it to church. And, of course, you're not going to make it to any of the things that are important. Your relationships are going to suffer.
That's right.
And that's what Satan wants.
Right.
He wants to knock that relationship backwards with your Heavenly Father.
Yeah.
How will you hear your Heavenly Father in that still, small voice? How will you ever be still and know that I am God, as God says? He says, be still.
That's right. And it flows right over then to your wife, because The next thing goes is that couch time you need with her, that FaceTime you need with your wife, the date nights, they get canceled.
And I heard a friend say, you know, we've been meaning to do it.
That's right. That's right.
But we're just
too
busy.
That's right. And then with the children, the statistic that always tears my heart out is to know that as a national average, with a child, a father with his child spends no more than 5 minutes, or excuse me, less than 5 minutes per week.
Per week
of actual FaceTime with a child, because we're just too
busy. And you hear that statistic, you say, well, that's not true for me, but step back. How often do you have that rich time with your child? You cannot compartmentalize that and say, okay, we've got 20 minutes, let's have rich time together. It's got to happen naturally.
Absolutely. Oh, you're looking for teachable moments, and they just come up. And if you're so hurried that you don't hear, you don't see it, you just miss it. You just, the check-ins, that time to check in with the child, if you're too busy, you just blow right over it. Or how about we talk about the cell phone? If you got that cell phone in the car with you, of course, you know, you and I have a rule. If we have a child in the car with us, unless it's a mission of mercy that we're responding to, we don't answer the phone.
No. And when your child gets in the car, you turn that phone off. There's nothing so important that cannot be taken. Irv and I have just interrupted the other person in mid-sentence and said, got to go. Britton's getting in the car. Got to go. Samson Joe's getting in the car. Got to go. Boom. Go. It's off.
That's an unwritten rule.
Your relationships. That's the currency of this life in the kingdom of God. It's the currency of life. And you think about when things are really upside down in your life, it's your relationships. Satan has the victory. Folks, friends, this is part of his strategy to get you busy so you're going to miss the life that is truly life, life to the full. I want to come back and say again, Irv, it's relationship with your Heavenly Father,
yes,
with your Lord Savior Jesus Christ, and with those that you love first, and then plenty that are going to suffer on down the line.
And that's the issue. That's what we're getting back to. What suffers is what's most important. Mm-hmm. At the end of your days, it'll be who you loved and who loved you. Mm-hmm. That's what'll be important. And Satan is after you, believer. He is after you. He hates you. He hates your Heavenly Father, and thus he hates you. And he's going to try to, if he can't destroy you because you belong to him through his son Jesus, he's going to try to distract and discourage you the rest of your days. And busyness is his number one strategy.
I just got this mental picture when you said at the end of your life, are you going to look back? Is it going to be relationships? Can you imagine looking at your tombstone, your grave marker, and it says, Sam Hunter, 1957, and in the dash it says busy, 2025, or whatever. It just says busy. That's what my dash looks like, is I was busy. Is that what you want? God wants you to have a quiet, strong, rich relationship with him first. Mm-hmm. You'll never get it. And let me just say it again. Watch out for being too busy at church. Mm-hmm. I know people that are so busy, they never seem to be listening. Mm-hmm. He wants you to have that richness with him, which then will overflow into that richness with those that you love. That's what life is about, and busyness is robbing you of that.
And it's going to require you to not conform to the pattern of this world. It's back to Romans 12:2. It is going to require you to swim upstream.
You're going to have to push back, and that's going to be the third show. We want to be sure that we are exposing the deceiver. That's Satan. That we want to open your eyes and stop the madness of all this busyness. That's what we're after. We want you to see it, because let me just promise you, until you see this, you're not going to understand the depth of what we're talking about. We have visceral reactions now.
Please hear the message that God has placed on our hearts.
Please step back and examine this, because you are too busy and you are missing out. And that is exactly what Satan wants. It's exactly what God does not want. I promise you, if you will listen to us and you will step back and you will examine your sleep, you will examine your activities, you will examine your TV, you will examine your schedule this past week, was it a calm, relaxed pace? And you'll see that it wasn't. You'll start to see with clarity what we're talking about. And you will say, I was blind and now I see. Next show, we're going to talk about the victory, how you push back, how you defeat this strategy. I'm Sam Hunter. This is 721 Live. So long. God's peace to you. I hope to see you next Friday.